谢神，让我们早晨有这么好的一段时间来敬拜主。
Praise the Lord for giving us such wonderful worship time this morning.
我记得三个礼拜以前，于师母在讲道的时候，特别说到一个好的聚会一定充满主的同在。
Three weeks ago, when Sister Nancy shared the message, she says that a good meeting will be full of God's presence.
一个好的聚会是叫人活的聚会啊。
And a good meeting will revive people.
一个好的聚会会叫参加的人来的时候跟回去的时候不一样。
And will cause people to change during the meeting.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的盼望我们每一次在主的面前的聚会是被主纪念的。
I hope that all of our meetings will be remembered by the Lord.
每一次的聚会是充满着主的同在，而且是叫我们活过来的聚会啊。
All of our meetings will be full of God's presence, and will revive us.
也让我们回去的时候跟来的时候不一样，好不好
？So that when we leave the meeting, we'll be transformed.
你看早上唱了这么多好的诗歌，还有人带着苦瓜脸哈。
How come your face is still look unhappy after all these wonderful songs?
我觉得主真是在我们中间。
Praise the Lord, I really feel the Lord is with us.
首先我们还是代表教会欢迎今天新回来的弟兄，这些大学生们哈。
And on behalf of the church, we'd like to welcome those college students who come back for spring break.
你们每一次回来，不光做爸爸妈妈的很高兴。
Not only that your parents are happy to see you.
这个我们整个教会都很高兴你们回来啊。
Entire church welcome you back.
只不过说老实话，我们都很羡慕你们。
Actually, we envy you.
你们在那边读书多舒服。
How wonderful to go away and study.
如果让我可以重新来过一遍的话，it would be wonderful.
It would be wonderful if I can do it all over again.
我想我们最近这一连串，从今年开始到现在，我们一直集中在一个主题上面。
Starting from the beginning of this year, we've been focusing on one thing.
叫做什么？
What is it?
不随从肉体
Walking, not
只随从圣灵
flesh, but according to the spirit.
这个题目太重要了
This is so important.
弟兄姊妹我们要知道如果我们这个人不是真正在圣灵里面的话我们的生活侍奉在神的眼中不算数
you know, If we are not really in the spirit then all of our life and our walkingwill not count.
而且圣经上这么明的说我们如果随从肉体我们不能讨神的喜欢而且是跟神为仇的。
The Bible clearly says that if we do not walk according to the Spirit, we cannot please God and we are enmity against God.
但是很糟糕的一件事情就是我们不常觉得我们在肉体里面因为很习惯。
But what's terrible is that we often do not feel that we are in the flesh because we're so used to it.
我曾经说过我们大概有 90% 的基督 90% 以上的基督徒 90% 以上的时间活在肉体里面。
As I said, about 90% of the Christians spend 90% of their time in their flesh.
你可以很懂圣经你可以很有恩赐。
Yes, you may be very talented with a lot of gifts and know the Bible very well.
你可以是一个很热心传福音的或是常常有神医这个特殊恩赐的人。
You may be a very enthusiastic evangelist and you have special healing of gift, the gift of healing.
或是服侍很认真的人。
Or you serve very diligently.
但是我们还是可能在肉体的里面。
But still, we could be in the flesh.
所以我们要在主的面前需要正观念。
So we have to correct ourselves.
活在圣灵里面不是可有可无的事情是不能少的事情
It is not an option whether we live in the spirit but it's mandatory
今天早上我继续要讲到在圣灵里祷告
Now today I will continue to share the message to pray in the spirit
虽然于师母前面两次已经讲过了但是我觉得我们负担没有了我们继续讲
As Pastor Nancy has shared twice already but we have not released the burden yet so we'll continue on this message
因为这边我个人曾经给祷告下了一个定义啊。
I have given my personal definition on prayer before.
叫这个什么叫做祷告呢？祷告是人和神在圣灵中的相会和相交。
I have given this personal definition of prayer. It is a divine encounter where a man and God meet and have fellowship.
所以在圣灵里祷告不是只是一件事情，它是不能少的事情。
So it is not just a thing to do to pray in the spirit. It is necessary.
我们的祷告如果不在圣灵里就不叫祷告。
Without being the spirit, our prayer is not prayer.
弟兄姊妹请注意听好你可以花很多的时间祷告你在很多的侍奉前祷告但是如果我们不在圣灵里那个不叫祷告。
Please pay attention. We could spend a lot of time praying for our ministry, but if we do not pray in the spirit,Our prayers do not count.
它不过可能是基督教一个敬虔的一个做法就是了，它不叫祷告。
Maybe some religious thing that Christians do, but they are not called prayer.
它不过是我心愿的一个发表就是了，它不叫祷告。
It could be an expression of my wish, but it is not a prayer.
祷告是人和神在圣灵中相会了，而且我们在这里交通。
Prayer is a divine encounter between God and man, and we could have fellowship.
所以真实的祷告一定有两件事情。
When we have real prayer, two things will happen.
一定是我们跟这位听祷告的神相遇。
That we meet with the God who listens to prayers.
我们是来到神的面前。
Because we come before God.
我们在祷告中跟主相会。
In our prayers, we meet God.
弟兄姊妹，这件事情我不知道要怎么去强调它，我也常常提醒我自己，我也请求弟兄姊妹要注意这件事情。
I don't know how to emphasize it more, and I often remind myself and also brothers and sisters.
我们的祷告一定要在神的同在中。
Our prayer has to be done in God's presence.
所以当我们真正在神同在中而祷告的时候，你知道这是一件最荣耀最喜乐的事情。
And when we pray in God's presence, it's the most glorious and joyful thing.
没有一个喜乐大过我们见的主了。
There's no other joy greater than meeting God.
没有一个满足大过我们遇见主了。
There's no greater satisfaction than meeting God.
而且真实遇见主一定叫我们整个人力量复原，重新得力。
And when we meet God, our strength will be renewed.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要求神帮助我们回到最重要的根基上面。
We need God to ask God to help us to go back to the most important fundamentals.
我们不甘心活在仇敌的欺骗里面。
We're not willing to live in the deception of the enemy.
很多人当了基督徒几十年了，很少有真实的祷告。
Many Christians have been Christians for a long time without having true prayer.
所以我说斯派克弟兄说仇敌最怕的一件事情就是地跟天连结起来了。
So, Brother Spark says, what enemy is afraid the most is when heaven and earth are connected.
当我们真在圣灵里祷告的时候，天向我们是开的。
When we truly pray in the Spirit, heaven will be open to us.
当我们真在圣灵祷告的时候，我们会遇见听祷告的神。
When we truly pray in the Spirit, we will meet God who listens to our prayers.
第二件事情一定会发生的。
And second thing that will happen for sure.
祷告不光是一个神圣的相会 ,divine encounter 而已，它也是一个神圣的相交 ,divine fellowship.
So prayer is not only a divine encounter, but also divine fellowship.
我们跟神交通。
That we have fellowship with God.
从基本的一面来说，我们把我们的痛苦告诉他。
Yes, we can share with him all of our sorrows and sufferings.
我们把我们的心愿告诉他。
And we can share with him our wishes and
我们把我们为别人祷告的负担告诉他。
And the burdens to pray for others.
哎呀，我们为着神家的复兴，我们告诉他。
We can tell him our desires for church revival.
另外一方面，他把他的心思告诉我们。
And on the other hand, he will share with us his heart.
另外一方面，当我们祷告错的时候，他会来帮助我们，来校正我们。
And if our prayers are not right, he will correct us.
所以祷告第二件重要的事情。
So the second important thing about prayer.
就是一定有事情发生。
That something will happen.
我们被改变。
That we will be changed.
我们跟他的关系被改变。
And our relationship with him will be changed.
哎呀，我们的生命被他改变。
And our life will be changed.
原来我们的祷告这么自私，这么错误的。
Before our prayers could be very selfish and wrong.
他改变了我们。
And then he will change us.
哎呀，让我们的祷告越来越纯净。
So that our prayers become more and more pure.
让我们的祷告越来越成熟。
And more and more mature.
而真实的祷告也一定带进我们生活的改变。
And true prayer will bring about true changes in our life.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Your brothers and sisters,
当我们真正在圣灵中与主相遇的时候
When we encounter God in the Spirit,
就像黎托森弟兄告诉我们当我们跪下来的时候我们就达到了前所未有最高的境界
As Brother Watchman Nee says, whenever we are on our knees, we actually reach a realm that is higher than before, the highest realm.
多宝贝的事情
So how precious that would be.
我们没有一个属灵的境界可以高过我们膝盖跪在他的面前
There's no spiritual realm that we can reach higher than when we are on our knees.
当我们真跪在神面前的时候
When we truly be on our knees
我们就达到了前所未有最高的境界
We actually reach a spiritual realm that we never reached before, the highest realm.
我们来到了天上来到了至圣所来到施恩宝座前来到坐在宝座的神面前
Because we reach heaven, we reach the most holy place, we reach the throne and the God who sits on the throne.
弟兄姊妹太大的事情
How great that is.
祷告中让我们可以成就最大的事。
And in prayer, we accomplish the greatest things.
我们能够为神做的最大的事，能够为人做的最大的事，永远都是借着祷告来的。
The greatest thing that we can do for God or for man can only be accomplished through prayer.
不祷告是我们在做事。
When we do not pray, we actually do things on our own strength.
不祷告是我在帮助他。
When without prayer, we are actually helping others.
当我真正在圣灵中祷告的时候，是神在做事。
But whenever I pray in the Spirit, God is doing things.
当我真正在圣灵中祷告的时候，神是借着我做事，把祝福带给他。
When we truly pray in the Spirit, then God uses us.To work His work and to help others.
所以我们为神跟为人所能做的事，没有一件事情大过超过我们在祷告中能做的。
So there's no greater thing that we can do for God or man, except doing it through prayer.
啊，请你们千万不要误会到，那这样子我以后都不要服侍了，我专门祷告就好了。
Please do not misunderstand and thinking, okay, from now on, I will quit all my services and just focus on prayer.
等一下散会，很多弟兄姊妹都跑来找我，余弟兄，我要 quit my service, 我要辞掉我的服侍。
And after this meeting, everyone will come to resign from their services.
啊，我要达到最高的境界，我要做最大的侍奉，我要去祷告了。
So I want to reach the higher spiritual realm and I want to do the greatest service. So I want to focus myself on prayer.
你不要跟我讲，你去跟主讲，主绝对不会答应你的。
Don't tell me, but tell God, and He will not agree.
真正进入幔内的人一定跟随他出到营外去的。
Anyone who will follow Jesus into the veil will also follow him outside the camp.
没有人只有在至圣所享受神而不肯跟着羔羊出到营外去受苦去走十架的道路。
No one will only enjoy God's presence in the most holy place without following him on the way of the cross.
主耶稣说人子来不是要受人的服侍他乃是要服侍人他要舍掉自己的生命做万人的赎价。
Because the Lord Jesus himself says the Son of Man did not come to serve,to be served, but to serve, and to give himself as the ransom for many.
弟兄姊妹，我们一起来讲什么叫祷告。
So what is prayer? That's review.
请你们原谅我强迫你们接受我的定义，你将来可以有更好的定义哈。
I'm sorry for forcing you to accept my definition. Hopefully you will find better ones later.
而这个定义是我在主面前一直祷告，一直祷告。我说主啊，到底什么叫做祷告？能够很简单又容易记，又能够 touch 这个 key point 啊，能够摸到那个精华，让弟兄姊妹记得的。
I came up with this definition. I have much prayer so that this is a simple one that people can easily understand and remember.
我们一起来哈，我们从年轻人开始。
Let's review
这一环
the definition of prayer.
你要用中文、英文都可以，只要你讲对就好了。
Starting with young people.
来开始。
You can say it in Chinese.
什么叫祷告
？Chinese or English? So what is prayer?
啊 ？Define encounter. Okay, with God. 好好，这是你们的。还有没有人要补充？Meet and fellowship, 啊，相遇而且相交很好。还有没有要补充
？Any more?
In the Holy Spirit, 你是当妈的还是？人与神在圣灵中的相会与相交，哈，要不要再讲一次？英文也可以。你刚刚翻译什么？他们都忘记了。
Okay, it's all my fault.
好 ，OK， 在中间这一段。相会与相交啊，那在这边。OK， 好，那我希望我们记得好不好？我们每一次祷告的时候，让圣灵来提醒我们。
I hope that we will all remember, and then if we forget, may the Holy Spirit remind us.
底下我花几分钟稍微复习一下。我非常感谢主这次把王弟兄带到我们中间来。
And I really praise the Lord for bringing Brother Wayne here with us in the past weeks.
我2001年02年跟于师母碰到他的时候我们就很感动。
When we first met him, year 2001 and 2, my wife and I were very touched.
我觉得他真的是以父的事为念以神家为使命的一个人。
Because he's the one that focused his mind on the father's business.
他这次来跟我们分享里面最让我被光照受感动的就是他的祷告生活。
What touches me the most from his sharings is his prayer life.
他跟我们讲到他在监狱里面受苦的时候，当别人不容许他祷告的时候。
He shared with us when he was suffering and being persecuted in prison and was not allowed to pray.
他向那些狱卒们讲，他说：“我宁可死在这里，我饿死，我都不能不祷告的。”
And he told those jailers, "I'd rather die instead of if I cannot pray."
他说：“从我信耶稣以来这几十年，我从来没有一次不祷告就吃东西的。”
Because ever since I became Christian, there was not even once.That I took my food without prayer.
如果你今天不让我祷告，我就不吃东西。
If you do not allow me to say grace, then I will not eat.
人家对他也很凶。你想这里是什么地方？ 你不吃就算了，你死就算了。
And they wouldn't take it. They say, "Where do you think you are? If you don't want to eat, forget it."
弟兄姊妹，他就是不吃。
And then he just would not eat.
一直到最后，人家只好让他吃。
Until finally they gave up.
弟兄姊妹啊，他自己，我很感动的，不光是他这样子的见证，他说他向神有一个祷告。
Not only that, his testimony touched me very much, but also he had a prayer.
他说：“主啊，你可以剥夺我一切所有的。”
He says, "Lord, you can take away everything I have."
但是我请你。不要容许人剥夺了我祷告的权利。
But please do not take away, do not allow people to take away my right to pray.
弟兄姊妹，这真是一个见证人。
And this is such a great witness.
他说：“主，你可以剥夺我所有的。”
Says Lord, you can take away everything I have.
我可以没有健康。
Yes, I can lose my health.
我可以没有工作，不能侍奉。
Or my career, my job, or my service.
我可以饿死在这里，但是我不能不祷告。
I can starve here, but I cannot go on without prayer.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹啊，这是一个见证人。
So this is such a great witness.
所以礼拜二晚上刚过的礼拜二祷告会，我们请他在交通教会的祷告。
And then the past Tuesday night, we asked him to share again a prayer.
我们那天只来 church prayer. 我们那天只来了50多个人，很可惜，所以我稍微简单复习一下。
That day only about 50 brothers and sisters came.So I want to review with you.
我们的录音只录到前三点，后两点没录成。大家会后可以看一下摘要。
So we only recorded the three out of the five points that he shared.
我们弟兄讲到祷告的时候，我稍微复习一下，我也稍微补充一点，我从他里面领受的一些心得。
I will review his sharing, and I also I will share with you my sharing.
他提到祷告方面的五点学习。
So he shared with us five lessons on prayer.
第一件事情叫做灵命呼吸的祷告。
First thing is that prayer is a spiritual breathing.
祷告需要被圣灵吹气。
That your prayer has to be breathed upon by the Holy
Spirit. 神吹气，亚当就成为有灵的活人，人就活了。
The Lord breathed to Adam, and then he became a living soul.
当神的气息进到枯骨里面的时候，枯骨就复生了。
When the breath of the Lord enter into the dry bone revived.
所以祷告需要被圣灵吹气。
So our prayers have to be breathed upon by the Lord.
必须有生命。
And our prayer has to have life.
祷告必须是活的。
And our prayer has to be alive.
所以他说到没有属灵呼吸的人就是死人。
Without spiritual breath,It is a dead person.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，如果我们的祷告不是一个真实属灵的呼吸的话，
So if our prayer is not a spiritual breathing,
在灵性上面，灵命方面，我们在神的眼中真的是个死人。
So in spiritual wise, in God's eyes, we're actually dead.
所以他说属灵的呼吸一定要恢复。
So we have to restore our spiritual breathing.
他说人就算睡觉了，什么都停了，各样器官都休息了，但是鼻子还在呼吸，不能停的。
See, whenever we are sleeping, our organs may rest and our senses may become dull, but not our breathing.
所以我们这个人最后可以放下来、停下来的侍奉就是呼吸啊。
So the last thing that we can stop is our breath.
那就要去见主了。
Then that is the moment that we go to see the Lord. Second thing.
祷告不光是要活的。
Not only that, our prayer has to be alive.
他说祷告必须是一个供应生命的祷告。
Our prayer has to supply life.
弟兄姊妹，我们的祷告不仅仅是必须是有气有活的，而且是要能够供应生命的。
Not only that, our prayer has to be alive and has to supply life.
我简单提他交通的三个点。他说第一个，他说没有一种供应生命的方式宝贵过借着祷告来供应生命。
There's no other method that will supply life more precious.Then through prayer.
弟兄姊妹，我想我们很多人都可以做这个见证，对不对
？I'm sure a lot of us will echo.
哎呀，我听见别人的祷告，把我给点活了。
Oftentimes we are revived because we hear other people's prayers.
第二件事情，他提到今天教会为什么这么软弱、这么荒凉，最主要的原因就是在祷告中我们没有生命。我们失去了生命。
And he also says that the reason, the most fundamental reason why today churches are so weak and without revival is because of our weak prayer life.
这就是我刚才说的，很多人一样在祷告。
Yes, as I shared, many people could be praying.
很多教会有祷告会。
Many churches have prayer meetings.
但是教会一样软弱，一样荒凉。
But yet churches remain weak and desolate.
教会荒凉软弱最主要的原因是因为在祷告中我们失去了生命，我们没有了生命。
Number one reason that we are weak and desolate is because we lost the life and the power to supply life in our prayers.
所以我们需要在这件事情上被神恢复过来。
So we need to be restored and revived by the Lord.
而且他说在 祷告的生活是我们属灵生命、属灵光景啊最主要的温度计。
And then our prayer life is the thermometer of our spiritual health.
爱不爱主？
Whether we love the Lord,
属不属灵
we're spiritual,
就要来看看我们祷告的生活是怎样的。
Look at our prayer life.
所以我们许多的时候的失败都是因为我们在祷告生活中我们先失败了。
Oftentimes, our failures are caused by the failure in our prayer life.
所以这个是他讲到的第二件事情。
So this is the second thing he shared with us.
祷告不仅仅是要活的而且是要能够供应生命的。
Not only that our prayer has to be alive, but it has to supply life.
那我稍微补充一点啊。
I'll add something more to it.
因为我们是讲教会的祷告。
Because we're talking about the church prayer life.
我们个人祷告你可以尽量长尽量透。
In our private prayers, we can pray as long as we want and as thorough as we need.
当教会公开的祷告所谓的公祷或是教会的祷告的时候
But while we pray in the corporate and public prayers
我们的祷告要能够真正供应生命的话
In order for our prayers to supply and give life
我们除了最重要的事情要活要在灵里面
Not only that we have to be in the spirit and have to be alive
我们要学习简短有力
Let's learn to make it short and powerful
你讲了一直长一直长一直长把很多自己的话加进去你就把大家的灵都搞垮掉了
If we pray for a long 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 prayer with a lot of words added by yourself,
then you
actually drag people's spirit down.
很多人在主面前祷告，他可以很长的时间。
Yes, I know some people can pray for a long time before God.
但是来到会中的时候，我们就像蜂蜜一样，把花所有的精华像蜜一样供应出来，精华的东西我们祷告出来。
But then, when we come to public prayer meetings, let's be like bees and only give out the essence.Of the honey.
能够让大家从我们的祷告中得到生命的供应。
So that people can receive a life through our prayers.
第三个。
Thirdly,
讲到国度使命的祷告。
A prayer with a kingdom mission.
我们弟兄告诉我们，扫罗是一个一生没有祷告的人。
And then our brother Wayne shared with us that King Saul spent his life without prayer.
大卫是一个祷告的人。
And King David was a man of prayer.
所以他在乎主的需要。
He cared about God's needs.
他不容眼睛睡觉，不容眼目打盹，他不让自己进床榻，不进帐幕，直到为雅各的大能者寻得居所。
He would not allow his eyes to slumber until he finds a dwelling place for the Almighty.
啊，所以他这里讲到我们的祷告，如果没有使命感，我们怎么可能在福音传福音跟侍奉的时候有使命感
？Without having the sense of mission in our prayers, how can we have the sense of mission in evangelism?
如果连在祷告跟神相会的时候，我们的火都烧不起来，我们怎么可能出到人中间带着火呢
？If we even in our most private prayers, we do not have the fire, then how can we go reach out others with fire?
所以祷告讲到要有使命感。
So when we pray, we have to have sense of mission.
换句话，要有火。
We have to have the fire.
那我想我稍微补充一点我们会想说这个使命感从哪里来
Then we might say, where does this sense of mission come from?
那我们怎么会让我的祷告带着使命呢
How can I pray with a sense of mission?
那我想我们简单提三个点哈大家回家继续分享
I'll give you three things and then you can have more sharing later.
弟兄也跟我们讲到他这个主耶稣的祷告怎么样愿你的国降临愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上
Brother Wayne shared with us that Just as the Lord's prayer, may your kingdom come, may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
我们为着神的旨意成就，这个就是一个使命。
When we pray for the fulfillment of God's will, that is a mission.
第二个会让我们有使命感的是为了要能够满足主，能够叫主的心得到安慰。
Second, in how we can have the sense of mission is that we want to please God and comfort God's heart.
当我们想到如果我们在祷告中居牢我们能够在祷告中来到神的面前为神家神旨意祷告的时候能叫主的心欢喜这个会给我们力量的
If we remember that when we labor ourselves in prayer that will actually please God's heart that will motivate us to pray
第三个我要特别复习跟补充的就是我好久以前讲过一次摩西亚伦护我在山上的祷告
The third thing is something I've shared with you before, that when Moses and Hur prayed on the mountaintop.
他们为了跟亚玛力人征战，我们那天特别讲到一件事情。
That happened during the battle with Amalekites, and we especially mentioned one thing.
我们说到山上的祷告决定了山下的胜败。
Because the prayer on the mountaintop determines the battle.On the battlefield, on the valley.
那个看不见的祷告生活决定了看得见的生活。
And our invisible prayer life determines the victory of our daily living.
那天有一句非常关键的话，我说摩西何时举手怎么样？
I said that whenever Moses lift up his hand and pray,
约书亚就什么时候得胜？
Joshua will have the victory.
什么时候摩西把手垂下来？
Whenever Moses put down his hand,
怎么样？
亚
玛利人就得胜。
And Amalekites will win the battle.
所以我那天跟弟兄姊妹讲到一个很重的负担，我说我们真祷告，一定有事情发生的。
So I share with you at that time a very heavy burden of mine that whenever we pray, something will happen.
约书亚就得胜了。
Joshua will have the victory.
但是请大家注意，我们不祷告也一定有事情发生。
But please pay attention. Whenever we do not pray, something will happen too.
亚玛利人就得胜了。
Amalekites will win.
神的儿女们受到残害，受到杀害，受到羞辱。
And children of God will suffer shame and be persecuted.
弟兄姊妹，你不要以为你一天到晚为着世界，我们为着世界，为了孩子活，没有空祷告。
Please do not think that you do not have time to pray because your life is occupied by your children and affairs of the world.
我们不祷告就把孩子交在亚玛利人手上了。
Without praying, we are actually handing our children to the hands of Amalekites.
我们不祷告就把家门打开来让仇敌自由进出来伤害家庭。
Without prayer, we actually open our door wide and invite the enemy to come into our household and destroy.
我们不祷告，我们个人，我们整个教会属灵的情形就在仇敌的破坏底下。
Without prayer, we're actually under the destruction and persecution of the enemy.
不是摩西不累啊，他已经八十多岁了。
It's not that Moses was not tired. He was already over his 80 years old.
不是亚伦霍尔不累，他们都是八十多岁的老人了。
Not that Aaron or Hur were not tired. They were all over 80 years old.
不是他们不想休息。
It's not that they do not want to rest.
手一放下来的时候。
But whenever they drop their hands.
他就看见那些的战士在战场上被击杀。
And then they will see their warriors and get slain on the battlefield.
他就看见仇敌猖狂，仇敌得胜了。
And they will see the enemy having victory.
弟兄姊妹，真有这样子的看见，就不能不祷告。
With this vision, we will not stop our prayers.
就不会不祷告了。
And we will not let ourselves go without prayer.
弟兄姊妹，使命感从哪里来？
So where does this sense of mission come from?
我们为着神的旨意，我们会有使命。
For God's will to be fulfilled, we will have sense of mission.
我们为了爱主，满足主的心，我们会愿意起来祷告。
In order to love and please God's heart, we will be willing to pray.
就算前两个我们都做不到，弟兄姊妹，为着你我现实的今生，要起来祷告。
But even if we cannot reach these two,But for our daily living now, we have to pray.
不祷告，盗贼来就是偷窃、杀害和毁坏的。
Without prayer, the enemy will come to kill, destroy, and steal.
你我不可能离开神有好的生活的。
We will not enjoy a good life without God.
你我不可能有好的祷告，我们能够过一个正常的生活的。
Without good prayer, we cannot live a normal life.
早晚你的家要被给仇敌破坏的。
Sooner or later, your household will be destroyed by the enemy.
早晚我们属灵的光景会给他破坏的。
Sooner or later, our spiritual life will be destroyed.
说不定现在已经被破坏了。
Or maybe it's already happening now.
你看看多少人被色情捆绑，被网络捆绑。
Look at how many people are addicted to pornography.
多少人不能够正常的灵修生活。
How many people cannot have normal devotion life?
多少人参加任何的东西都能准时，就是来神家不能准时。
So many people thatThat they can be punctual in other meetings, but not church meetings.
多睡那么半小时重要吗？
Is it that important that you sleep half an hour more?
为什么不能够早点来到神家呢？
Why can't you come to the house of God earlier?
到底神在哪里？
Where is God exactly?
到底我所信的神是谁？
Who is the God that we believe?
如果他是神，我们会这样子吗？
If he is God, will we still keep on going?
参加婚礼，参加葬礼，参加孩子的学校。都不会迟到的。
We will not be late when we attend weddings or funerals or school activities.
我怎么要有使命感呢？
We have to have the sense of mission.
我们不能容许这样子下去的。
We cannot keep going like this.
不祷告事情就发生了。
Without prayer, something will happen.
我们今天正好根据各个小组、各个团去做。
Today we group the small groups and fellowships together.
我希望我们里面有这个痛苦，小组长回家悔改。
I hope we have this pain. Small group leaders, please go home and repent.
我们不是跟雅典人在这里说说谈谈的。
We're not like the Greeks who are just talking and chatting.
神的旨意要成就。
God's will has to accomplish.
十字架上的主他需要安慰。
The Lord on the cross needs comfort.
多少的 在撒旦的底下，有多少的神儿女们在仇敌的底下？
How many Christians are under the hands of the enemy?
教会软弱荒凉，因为我们不祷告。
Churches are weak and desolate because we do not pray.
弟兄姊妹，祷告要有使命啊！
We have to pray with a sense of mission.
我们不能够 let go.
We cannot let go.
我们要起来祷告。
Have to rise and pray.
弟兄姊妹，外面喊外面叫要准时没有用，我们要起来祷告。
It's useless when we promote and urge to be punctual. We have to pray.
第四件事情。
The fourth thing.
讲到积极主动的祷告。
That we have to have fervent and proactive prayers.
我们弟兄用了诗篇箴言三十一章，他用的非常好。
Brother Wayne used Proverbs chapter 31, and then I felt
used it very well.
He talked about the women of noble characters.
讲到教会。
Which refers to church.
讲到神的儿女们。
And the children of God too.
跟主之间的关系。
And the relationship between children of God and God.
他在箴言三十一章从十二节开始，他说他一生使丈夫有益无损。
And then in Proverbs, he says, all of her life, she will benefit her husband.
她寻找羊绒和麻，甘心用手做工。
And she seeks wool and flax.
她观察家务，她并不吃闲饭。
And she watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread.
弟兄姊妹，她在这里讲到一个非常非常主动寻找圣工为神家祷告的人。
So here is a person who proactively seeks for ministries for the house of God.
他寻找羊绒和麻，叫花功夫去找的。
She seeks, she spends effort to seek for wool and flax.
她甘心亲手做工。
And willingly she works with her eager hands.
我记得王继勇那天跟我们讲到教会里面有三种人。
And that day, Brother Wayne shared that there are three kinds of people at church.
第一种人只顾自己得着，自己享受，来就是要得的，要看教会能够给我什么。
The first kind of people who come to church to see what church can provide me.
弟兄姊妹，今天很多人是这样子的。
Oftentimes, a lot of people are like that.
今天很多各地神的儿女们，我们真的很多这样子的人。
There are a lot of children of God like this.
大家讲的第二种人。
Second type of people.
就是那些加入服事的了。
And those who serve in the departments or in services.
教会有安排有要求他才做。
So they will only do whenever it's required by church.
教会如果没有安排没有要求他就不做。
If it's not arranged or required by church, they will not do anything.
这就是我们说的一个命令一个动作。
So it's like they will only do things on demand.
他说讲一下动一下播一下才动一下。
They will only have any movement or action on demand only.
他的手的指头要人播他才动的，他自己不会主动去做工的。
Like the finger will not move unless you plucked it.
但是他讲到这里，讲到有一个人，他这样子一个贤德的妇人，他寻找羊绒和麻。
But here there's a woman of noble character. She seeks wool and flax.
她甘心用手做工。
And she works with her eager hands.
而且她非常主动的观察家务。
And then she proactively watches over the affairs of her household.
真的神家需要这样子的器皿呢。
We need such vessels in the house of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要有这样子起来主动寻找圣工，能够跟主一起做事的人。
We need vessels who would proactively seek for ministries and work with the Lord.
我非常感动的，他讲到这一种人。
And then what touches me the most is that this kind of people.
旷野没有路的时候，他要让他有路。沙漠没有江河的时候，他要让他有河。
When there's no way in the desert, he will make the way. And when there's no stream in the wilderness, and he will make the streams.
不是在那里批评挑剔论断的。如果没有路，我要让他有路；如果没有河，我要让他有河。
Such person will not sit there idle or complain. If there's no way, he or she will make the way. And if there are no streams.He or she will make the streams.
他说如果没有这样子的人的话
Without such people.
他说没有这样子的祷告跟侍奉的话教会是不可能复兴的
Without such prayer or service, church will not revive.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹我请求弟兄姊妹我们真的谢谢主给我们这么多爱主的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters, I really beg you and how I thankful that God give us so many brothers and sisters who love the Lord.
请大家一定要积极一定要主动啊
Please beeager and active and proactive.
我不知道有多少次在主的面前我自己觉得很惭愧很失败的。
How often times I felt of such a failure before the Lord.
我在想如果我突然走了。
I felt if all of a sudden I have to leave.
我跟于师母垮了倒掉了我不晓得教会是不是还能够继续这样子的那么积极的向着主去。
If my wife and I get burned down and collapse,Will the church continue to move on?
我不晓得同工们是不是都还会各站其位各尽其职真的是全力以赴
I don't know if my co-workers will continue to serve diligently on their post and continue to move forward.
我不希望你们中间对神的爱，你们侍奉的殷勤是建立在我们跟神之间，我们借在你们跟神之间。
I hope that your diligence and devotion to the Lord, are not based on your relationship with us.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的请求每一个人做什么事情，从心里面做，像是给主做的，要把最好的来给他。
I hope that all of you will serve the Lord out of your heart for the Lord.
招待该怎么做 ？Project 该怎么做 ？Worship 该怎么做？饭食该怎么做？成人教育要怎么做？不需要有人提醒的。
I hope that no one will remind you what to do and when you are an usher or Sunday school teachers or worship team, whatever.
福音该怎么做，什么该怎么做，我们讲不完的，不需要讲的。
There are a lot of ministries, and I hope that we do not have to remind all.
Oh, 有这么多爱主的人，他主动起来寻找羊毛，寻找麻，他主动在这里观察家务，为神家堵住破口。
There are so many brothers and sisters who love the Lord, and then they will proactively, design and then.Work on the ministries.
不管青少年，不管儿童，弟兄姊妹，我们真有一帮爱神、爱神家的人。
Youth ministry, children ministries. I hope that all of you, there will be so many brothers and sisters who love the Lord.
弟兄姊妹啊，弟兄说到，没有这样子的人，没有这样子的祷告和侍奉，神家是不可能复兴的。
Brother Wayne says, without such prayer and such services, church will not revive.
不管我们需要你啊
，Not only that we need you，
整个教会需要你
，The entire church needs you，
主耶稣需要你啊
，The Lord Jesus needs you，
弟兄姊妹，让我们爱他
，Dear Lord， dear brothers and sisters， let us love him，
为着爱他，我们好好的跪在他面前祷告，为着教会的事工，为着教会的聚会，为着教会的复兴来祷告
，For the sake of loving him。Let's be on our knees and pray for the church. Pray for all the services and ministries of the church.
第五件事情。
15.
他讲到是一个奋力抓住神的祷告。
The prayer that will actually take hold of God.
整个抓住主，主你不祝福，我不让你过去了。
The prayer that will actually let hold of God says, Lord, if you do not bless us, we will not let you go.
我们祷告常常是可有可无的。
Oftentimes our prayers are so casual and kind of optional.
我们祷告常常是不痛不痒的。
And then that does not make any impact.
我们祷告常常是不冷不热的。
And oftentimes our prayers are kind of lukewarm.
弟兄姊妹，雅各抓住神的使者说：“你不祝福，我不让你走。”
But yet Jacob let hold of the messenger of God says, "If you do not bless me tonight, I will not let you go."
我们需要在祷告中摔跤，说：“主，你一定要祝福你的教会啊。”
We need to wrestle with God in our prayers. Says, "Lord, you have to bless your church."
主啊，你一定要拯救你的教会，你要建立你的教会。
Lord, you have to rescue your church. You have to build up your church.
我们要在主面前抓住神。
We have to let hold of God.
你可能会问我说，怎么样子才能够奋力抓住神呢
？You may ask me. So how can we let hold of God? Like
那为什么我祷告里面不会觉得要这样抓住神呢
？How come I do not have the desperation to let hold of God?
弟兄姊妹啊，常常是第一个。
The reasons, brothers and sisters,
number one, 我们的难处不够苦，或是我们的痛苦不够深。
Maybe our sufferings are not severe, our pains are not severe enough.
所以我们不在乎。
We do not care.
你想想看，你的儿子现在如果长了癌症
，Imagine if your son has cancer now.
医生告诉你说三个月
，and the doctor diagnosed 3 months.
他就要走了。
He will leave you.
但是如果从客观来说，我们的迫切的祷告跟神摔跤的祷告能叫他活，你祷不祷祷告
？But objectively, if we can pray and wrestle with God and make him survive, will you pray?
我们一定祷告。
Of course, we will pray.
为什么弟兄那天做见证讲到他看见这么多的民工受这么多的苦，他里面受不了
？And then, like Brother Wayne says, when he saw so many laborers in his neighborhood, his heart just could not take it.
他们发动教会禁食祷告，三天三夜不吃饭不喝水的祷告。
So he promoted the entire church to fast and pray 3 days without any water or food.
然后他们把教会所有的车子全部收编起来，一辆一辆派出去把民工接来，跟他们传福音。
And they collected, arranged all the cars at church to provide ride for the laborers, the workers.So that they can come to the gospel meeting.
我们不奋力，因为我们难处不够难，痛苦不够深。
We do not try hard because our sufferings, our trials are not severe enough.
第二方面。
Secondly.
我们自己的信仰不够真。
And our faith is not true enough.
所以我们并不觉得我们是来到神的面前祷告。
We do not feel that we come before God to pray.
弟兄姊妹，我想我这样讲，很多人可能不服气啊。
Many people might not agree with me.
可是跟我刚刚讲迟到的事情是一样的。
But just like what I talk about being late at church.
如果信仰是真的话，我想我们不会迟到，除非有特别事情。
If our faith is authentic,
如果我们信仰是真的话，你坐在聚会里面不会咬的口香糖听到的。
If your faith is real, you probably will not chew gum when you listen to sermons.
弟兄姊妹，我们一定知道神在这里。
Because we know God is here.
我们在生活里面，我们会去转向他，我们会让主居首位，这不需要当道理的。
In our daily living, we will naturally turn to Him because this is not a doctrine.
弟兄姊妹，我们要求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们的信仰是真的，我真知道我所信的是谁。
That our faith is real and authentic. We really know whom we believe.
每次的祷告就不一样了。
Then our prayer will be different.
哎呀，我唱诗是向他去的。
When I sing songs, I'm actually singing to Him.
我来到这里，来到饼杯面前，我不能不向主献上感谢。
When I come before the table,I have to give Him thanks.
我来到聚会里面，我一定会预备好，我要来朝见神。
And when I come to the meetings, I'll be ready to meet Him.
信仰要真实。
Our faith has to be real.
第三个原因是我们的使命不够强。
The third reason might be that our sense of mission is not strong enough.
那我刚才已经讲过使命感怎么样子增强。
And I already shared with you how to increase our sense of mission.
如果使命感增强的话，我们就一定会有抓住神的祷告。
If our sense of mission is strong enough, we will have prayers that will take hold of God.
主啊，我不能够容许我的小组这样子下去，我要起来跟你摔跤啊。
Then I will say, Lord, I will not allow my small group to continue like this. I will rise up and pray and wrestle with you.
主啊，我不能够容许教会在福音上这么软弱。我要起来跟你摔跤。
Lord, I will not allow my church to be so weak in the gospel. I have to wrestle with you in prayer.
我不能容许弟兄姊妹在奉献上这么样子的疏忽。我要起来摔跤。
I will not allow my brothers and sisters to neglect their offerings and tithing. I have to wrestle with you.
弟兄姊妹，我希望求神在我们中间兴起这样子有使命感，能够奋力抓住神的。
I pray that the Lord will raise up prayer warriors that have sense of commission.And wrestle with God.
弟兄姊妹，在祷告五方面的学习其实都非常重要。
So these five lessons are all very important.
怎么样子在这五方面我们能够做得好呢？
And how can we excel in these five lessons?
我们通通都要回到我刚刚开头所说的祷告的真实意义上面。
We all have to go back to the definition of prayer.
就是在圣灵里祷告。
Pray in the Spirit.
离开圣灵就不叫祷告。
Apart from the Holy Spirit, it is not a prayer.
不在圣灵里面不可能有活的祷告。
Apart from the Holy Spirit, we will not have a lively prayer.
不在圣灵里面，你不可能有供应生命的祷告。
Without the Holy Spirit, we will not have prayer that gives life.
不在圣灵里面，不可能有使命的祷告。
Without being in the Holy Spirit, we will not have prayer that has kingdom mission.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的需要圣灵在这里来浸透在我们每一次的祷告里面。
May the Holy Spirit emerges as whenever we pray.
我们在讲 CTC 香伯慕培训的时候，我曾经。讲过什么叫做在圣灵里祷告。
I share with you in CTC class what does it mean to pray in the Holy Spirit.
于师母前两个礼拜也都讲了两次了。
Sister Nancy also share with us twice.
然后我很简短的复习一下三件重要的事情。
I'll briefly review with you three important things.
在圣灵里祷告第一件事情。
First thing, prayer in the Holy Spirit.
讲到我们来到至圣所。
We have to know that we come to the most holy place.
来到至高者的面前。
We come before the most high.
我们在神圣的同在中，我们跟他祷告。
In his divine presence, we pray.
弟兄姊妹，你只要真浸透在神的同在中，这就是在圣灵里了。
If we emerge in God's presence, we are in the Holy Spirit.
我们可以借着在同在中来享受在圣灵里的祷告。
In his presence,We enjoy the prayer in the Spirit.
我们也可以在生命的联合里面来经历圣灵的祷告。
In being united with the Lord, we experience prayer in the Holy Spirit.
哥林多前书第六章第十七节，保罗说：“与主联合的，便是与主成为一灵。”
First Corinthians chapter 6 verse 17 says, "Whoever is united with the Lord are actually." One spirit with the Lord.
当我在祷告中，我不再是我是主的时候。
If in our prayer we say no longer I but the Lord.
当我们在同定的亮光，在真实的联合里面的时候，不再是我就是主。
In the union of being crucified with the Lord, it is no longer I but the
Lord. 凡与主联合的，便是与主成为一灵。We are one spirit, 跟主的灵是 one.
Whoever is united with the Lord.In the spirit, we are one spirit with the Lord.
所以我们不光是在他的同在中，根本就是在同一个灵里面祷告。
So not only that we are in His presence, but we are actually praying in one spirit with Him.
所以我们一起来读一下今天背诵经文，好不好？虽然你们前一阵子背过了。
Let's read the memory verse together.
靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求，也为我祈求，使我得着口才，能以放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘。这个靠着圣灵，英文叫做 in the spirit， 在圣灵里。
In the spirit here, yes.
然后随时多方祷告祈求。
That will through prayer and supplication in the spirit.
然后底下讲到代祷，为众圣徒祷告，也为我祷告。
And then we pray, we intercede for the saints and also for Paul.
所以弟兄姊妹，在圣灵里的祷告，第一件事情就是在神圣的同在或是神圣的联合里面的祷告。
So when we talk about pray in the Holy Spirit.We're actually saying we pray in God's presence and in union with God.
这种的祷告会带给我们最大的喜乐。
Such prayer will bring us the greatest joy.
这种祷告会带给我们最深的安慰和满足。
It will bring us the deepest comfort and satisfaction.
这种的祷告让我们摸着那个上头来的能力被他浇灌。
In such prayer, we will be in touch with power from above and being poured into.
而这样子的祷告是一个最有果效的祷告。
And such prayer are the most effective prayers.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们要操练，要学，我也在学。
So that's practice. I'm practicing and I'm learning too.
这样祷告，我每次祷告，如果一下子忘记了在神面前，然后就会开始拼命那样子祷告啊，挤牙膏啊，想话啊，我们让圣灵提醒我们啊。
May the Holy Spirit remind us whenever we pray and we're not in the Spirit.
让我们先调弦定音。
So that we will fine-tune ourselves.
Tune to the right frequency. 对的，跟神通了，我们祷告。
That we will tune our prayers to the right frequency that we will meet God.
那我等一下会稍微讲到我们在实行上怎么帮助我们。好，那第二件事情。
And the second.
在圣灵里面的祷告讲到我们用灵祷告。
When we pray in the spirit, we can pray with our spirit.
保罗在哥林多前书14章在这里，他说我要用灵祷告，也要用悟性祷告。我要用灵歌唱，也要用悟性歌唱。
Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 says, I will pray in a tongue and also I will pray with my understanding. And I will sing with my tongue and I will also sing with my understanding.
我已经讲过了哈，根据上下文也根据很多解经家这个的讲法，这一段圣经保罗讲的用灵祷告可能是指的用方言祷告，用方言唱歌。
According to the context,And also for, according to many interpretations of the scripture, here Paul may refer to, when he says pray with the spirit, actually he was referring to pray with the tongue.
但是并不代表用灵祷告只能用方言，请大家不要误会。
But it does not mean that whenever we say pray with the spirit, we only pray with a tongue.
当我们真像前面那样子，我们情辞迫切，我们在心灵诚实啊，我们在这个一个火焰使命感里面向神祷告的时候，我们常常也都可以在灵里面来跟神祷告。
Because whenever we pray with a desperation, fervent prayer, and then we pray with a sense of mission, we can be in the spirit as well.
甚至我们可以在一个很深的安静里面，我们浸透在神的同在中，我们可以用灵跟他祷告，不见得是方言。
Or we could be praying with the Spirit when we are in the deep and holy silence with the Lord.
甚至不是悟性的祷告，就是整个人安静进入在圣灵中跟主的相交。
Oftentimes we can be in a deep holy silence and we still have fellowship with the Lord in the Spirit.
第三讲到圣灵里的祷告，第三方面说到圣灵亲自替我们祷告。
The third thing about praying in the Spirit is that the Holy Spirit makes intercession for us.
不光是讲到他替我们祷告。
Not only that he prays for us.
讲到他来教我们，他来带着我们祷告。
But he will also teaches us and leads us in prayer.
因为我说到我们祷告常常动机不够纯正，然后也不够老练，不够专心，不够深入，有很多问题的。
Because whenever we pray, our motives might not be pure, we might not be mature, and we have all kinds of problems.
可是当我们祷告不出来，祷告不上去的时候，圣灵会来为我们祷告。
So whenever we cannot reach up, sometimes the Holy Spirit will help us.
所以施布真说，这个说不出来的叹息，常常是神不能抗拒的祷告。
So Brother Spurgeon says, sometimes those unspeakable sighing and groanings are prayers that God cannot resist.
所以我们在主的面前，我提这三件事情，在圣灵里祷告的这个基本的方向跟操练。
So these are the three fundamental things about praying in the spirit and also practices.
第一个，在神圣的同在和神圣的联合里面祷告。
First, we pray in the holy presence and holy union.
这样子的祷告是一个活的祷告
prayers,
充满生命的祷告
Such prayers are alive and full of life
第二个用灵祷告
Secondly, we pray with the Spirit
这样子的祷告是一个非常深的祷告非常真的祷告
Such prayers are very deep and real
啊，真的是从我们肺腑心肠里面出来的心灵诚实里面出来的
Such prayers come from our spirit and the most deep part of it.
如果神真给了我们方言的恩赐，你不用方言祷告，你会发现你可以祷告的透，祷告的深。
If God gives us the gift of tongue, then we can use the tongue to pray, a pray very deep and thorough prayer.
但是我还是说哈，这是你个人的祷告。但是在教会中，如果没有人翻方言，就不要用方言祷告。
But that means, emphasize it again. This is only for your personal private prayer. If in a public prayer, like prayer meeting.If there's no interpretation of the tongues,
第三个
we ask you to pray only privately.
听我们的祷告重点强调在一个对的祷告。
Thirdly, the Spirit will pray for us. The Holy Spirit will pray the right prayers for us.
对的人，对的态度，对的动机，对的方向。
We will be the right person with the right motives and the right pray with the right direction.
错的话，圣灵会来帮助我们。他在要替我们叹息的时候，他就来光照，来帮助我们。
So if we make the wrong prayer, then the Holy Spirit will correct us and will enlighten us.
所以讲到活的祷告，讲到深的祷告，讲到对的祷告。
So we'll pray with a lively prayer, a deep, a real prayer.And the right prayers.
所以一个在圣灵里的祷告一定带下这样子祷告的结果。
So whenever we pray in the Spirit, we will have these results.
那我最后很快的来讲一下我们实行上。
Lastly, we will talk about our practices.
啊，我先讲到我们个人。
Personally.
我们个人要能够在圣灵里面祷告。
Personally, if we want to pray in the Spirit.
第一件事情我们要操练的就是不管你现在情境是怎么样，我们学习我们转向神。
First thing we need to learn is that whatever situation we are or our condition, let's turn to God.
就像我们前几次讲的，我们的心几时转向主
？Whenever we turn to God.
帕子除掉了。
And the veil will be removed.
你没有遮蔽的，你可以看见主的同在的。
There will be no more hindrance when we see God's presence.
当我们真正转向主的时候。再讲一次，这句话太重要了。再讲一次。Amen. One more time. 还没出来吗 ？Whenever we turn to God. 当我们真正转向神的时候，帕子除去，敞着脸见着主。什么时候转向主？隔绝除去了。主的灵在哪里？哪里就得以自由。什么时候转向主？圣灵大能改变的工作在我们身上实在了。叫我们荣上加荣的被改变，如同从主的灵变成的。弟兄姊妹，这种道理不能听过就过去的。我跟你说，这个东西是要花代价来抓住它的。
We cannot let these truths just get by. We have to pay a price to actualize it.
我年轻的时候就有一个年长的弟兄提醒我们，当神对你说话的时候
，When I was young, an elderly brother reminded us.
或是当神有很
Whenever the Lord speaks to you.
或是当神有很重要的信息说出来的时候
，When the Lord gives you a very important message.
我们要学习盯住这个光。
Let's focus on this light.
不离开它，跟着它。
Let's not depart from it, but follow it.
这个光要越照越明，在我们的生活里面。
This light will become brighter and brighter in our life.
不是我看了以后，我又去看我的生活去了。
So don't do it like when we look at it and then we turn back and
有一些非常非常重要的应许，神的话，我们要盯住它的。
There's some important messages or promises of God that we have to focus and.
像不再是我，乃是基督。弟兄姊妹要盯住这样子的话。
For example, no longer I, but Christ. Let's hold of it.
这种转向主， 帕子就除去了。
Whenever we turn to the Lord, the veil will be removed.
底下这三个荣耀的祝福，弟兄姊妹，我们要盯住他的。
The three glorious blessings will follow. We have to focus on it.
祷告是人和神在圣灵中相会相交，我们要盯住他。
Prayer is the divine encounter and fellowship between God and man. We have to focus on that.
第一件事情，我们转向神。
So whenever we turn to God.
第二件事情，我们要用心灵和诚实，要很真实的来向神祷告。
And then we pray with the truth and the spirit. Be very real.
要能够真正进到灵里面，到最后在圣灵里祷告，你必须往深处去。
In order to enter into the spirit so that we can pray in the spirit, we have to go deeper.
而我们祷告上最大的一个困难，就是因为我们太表面了，所以我们很容易漂浮，很不容易集中，很容易被打断。
The most common obstacle for our prayer is that we are so superficial that our spirit drift and we are easily distracted. We cannot focus.
海上碰到风暴的时候。
Whenever we encounter storms on the sea.
你如果到水底下50公尺、100公尺底下，
If you go deeper into the ocean, 50 meters or 100 meters, it's very quiet.
就是因为它在表面。
So the storms only happen on the surface.
风吹草动。
The wind will blow and everything moves.
什么东西都来打岔我们。
Everything can be shaken and distracted.
什么东西都来摇动我们。
And everything can shake us.
什么东西都转移了我们的注意力。
Everything can distract us.
哎呀，跪在那里一想说，哎呀，昨天应该去吃那顿饭的，没去。
And whenever you are on your knees, you may say, "Oh, I should have gone to dinner yesterday."
哦，又祷告，祷告，祷告，哎，糟糕，我的 bill 我又忘了付了。
And then, in your middle of the prayers, "Oh, I forgot to pay my bill."
啊，又跪在那边祷告，祷告，一听到孩子的声音，又想他在干什么。
And then, or in your prayer, you hear your children say, "I wonder what they're doing."
你看我们在教会唱诗的时候，只要有一个人进来，所有人就这样看他。
Whenever we're singing, anyone walks in, everyone turns.
弟兄姊妹啊，一个肤浅的人就是一个容易被搅扰、被打岔的人。
A shallow person is a person who are easily distracted.
我们要往深处去。
Let's go deeper.
那怎么帮助我们呢
？So how can help us?
那初学的人，请大家学习开口祷告。
So for beginners, let's learn to open our mouth.And pray.
你自己把你心里面的盼望、痛苦、感觉，所有的东西很真实的用你嘴巴能说的话对主开口祷告。
So open your mouth and express all of your thoughts, feelings, and your worries to the Lord.
他能够帮助你专心。
That will help you to focus.
你说我没有那么多话。
You say, I don't have that many words.
没有关系，你继续说。
That's okay. Just keep saying.
学习开口说。
Learn to open up.Your mouth and speak.
当你在那里开口开口，圣灵会把一些特别的负担、一些不安放在你的里面，你就为那个更大声祷告、更迫切祷告。
When you continue to speak, the Holy Spirit will place some burden in your heart and just follow the burden and keep praying.
哦，你本来在这里为着神家这个培明弟兄上次报告，叫大家每个礼拜要祷告一次，为着。剩下的奉献，我们在这里祷告。
So you may be praying for the remaining offering that we still need for the foundation.
当你把祷告的内容转到为你儿子的时候。
But as you turn your prayer to pray for your son.
你可能突然里面觉得说儿子最近属灵的情形不正常，你里面有个 worry， 你就把这个担心化成更深的祷告。
At that moment, you might sense a worry for your son's spiritual condition.And then just turn that worry into prayer.
然后你又转过来为了余弟兄祷告，你说主啊，这个你让余弟兄讲道不要那么凶啊，你为他祷告。
And then and then you turn your prayer to praying for brother you, and then you might be praying.
或是你让他活久一点，不要像他担心的。
Please help brother you to live longer, and then also when he preaches, his words won't be so harsh.
不管神把什么负担在你里面，你把它化成话。开口祷告。
Whatever burden or worry that you might feel, turn that into prayer.
你一个人的时候，旁边不会打岔别人，你就开口祷告嘛。
So whenever you are alone praying, you won't disturb others. So just open up your mouth and
pray out loud. 你跪在那里想祷告的事，那没有用。我跟你讲，那个常常不是祷告。
Please don't just sit there and think about the things you want to pray. That is not prayer.
常常想着想着就进入安息了。
Because oftentimes when you think about the things you want to pray, then you enter into a rest.
常常想着想着就魂游向外的，对不对？你们说大家说对不对
？Your mind started to drifting.
啊，祷告祷告，我们注意力就不在了，因为我们太浅。
Then we will lose our focus because we're too shallow.
啊，学习开口。
So learn to pray out loud.
当我们老练的时候。
Then we become more and more mature.
我们可以不用借着开口，我们的思想、我们的祷告都还是很集中的。
Then we don't have to. A focus on mind through praying out loud.
第三件事情。 当我们来到神家公开祷告的时候
So when we come to God's house to pray in the public,
你要怎么样让我的灵能够集中在圣灵里呢
How can we focus our spirit in the Spirit, in the Holy Spirit?
你就学习别人开口祷告的时候你就说阿们
So learn to say amen when others pray.
好弟兄姊妹当你在这样讲阿们阿们阿们的时候那个祷告的人他就受到激励他的祷告也越来越高。
Whenever, when you say amen, amen, the person who is praying will be encouraged and his prayer will become higher and higher.
而且我们这么多人的祷告力量加在一起那个力量越来越大。
And as we accumulate our prayer power together, then power will be greater.
那个祝福也越来越多。
And the blessing will be more.
不光是那个祷告的人就越祷告越 up
and then the person who prays will become higher and higher in the spirit
而且我们可以从他身上卡油
we also get to share his anointing
啊，当他在那里说主啊唯有你是我们最深的满足你说阿们的时候你发现你里面突然很喜乐
and as he is praying that Lord you are our deepest satisfaction if you say amen you will share the joy as well
哦，当赵家在那里说主啊我们现在都回转向你你把我们的帕子都除去我阿们的时候我就觉得哎，我的帕子被除掉了。
So when Brother Francis says, oh, Lord, please help us to remove the veil, and then we say, Amen, all of a sudden, I feel that my veil is removed as well.
有一个孩子在那里祷告说，主耶稣，我们奉你的名祷告，知道你在我们中间。我阿们的时候，我就知道主在这里，被提醒了。
If a young brother prays, oh, Lord, you are in our midst, your presence is here. If we say, Amen, we are reminded that the Lord is actually here.
我们是集众人之力，我们一起来到圣殿，来到至圣所，在圣灵里祷告。
Because we collect all the prayer powers together, and then we offer up the corporate prayer in the temple of God.
所以我们鼓励弟兄姊妹拨饼祷告，鼓励弟兄姊妹在小组的时候要祷告。
So we encourage brothers and sisters to pray in the communion meeting, and also pray in your small group meeting.
让我们一起长，让祷告丰富，让祷告刚强，让祷告有效。
That we will grow together, that our prayers will be stronger.And more effective.
所以这是为什么我说公祷的时候不要太长，你一个人太长，别人不能祷告了。
That's why I told you that when you pray in the public prayer, do not pray too long.
要简短有力。
Make it short, concise, and powerful.
要会去接别人的祷告。
And to follow the flow of other people's prayers.
要活。
And make it alive.
弟兄姊妹，教会的祷告一定活起来。
Then our prayer life, our church prayer will be revived.
我们一起来操练好不好
？Let's practice together, okay?
怎么又没有回音呢？你们？好我们一起来学
Let's all learn together.
然后我们现在讲到教会的操练
Now, our church practice.
我一直印象很深刻我觉得主界的王弟兄既然对我们说了这样子的话
Since, the Lord sent Brother Wayne to speak to us,
讲到那种积极寻找圣工为神家复兴祷告的人
that, he talked about people who proactively seek for services and ministries and to pray for the revival church.
就我可不可以请求弟兄姊妹在未来的两个礼拜里面
So I ask brothers and sisters, in the coming 2 weeks,
第一个礼拜
first week,
我们请为教会某一项的事工或是某一个 department 服事我们迫切为他们祷告
that we will fervently pray for one ministry or one department at church.
包括他的 leader,
Pray for the leader as well.
所以例如说你虽然不是在敬拜团队但是你觉得敬拜特别有负担为他们祷告你就好迫切为他们祷告一个礼拜一整个礼拜
You might not be in the worship team but if you have the burden to pray for worship team then pray for them for a week
你也可以为着你自己所在的服事团队如果你是福音组你说我要有负担为福音组祷告 It's fine 整个礼拜为福音组祷告
Or you can pray for the ministry that you are in say gospel ministry and
just pray for one week 求神给我们智慧
May the Lord give us wisdom
让我们怎么样子去寻找羊绒和麻
So we know how to seekWool and flax.
让我们学会观察家务，知道哪里有缺陷，哪里不够好。
That we know how to watch over the affairs, that we know the shortcomings and where.
或是已经不错的，我们怎么让它更好
？Or to make the good ones better.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们千万要脱离那种一个命令一个动作，拨一下动一下的心情。
Let's depart from the pattern that we only have actions on demand.
当我们这样子祷告的时候
，So whenever we pray,
你所祷告的那个部门、那个 ministry 啊，那个事工，就因为我们这样子的祷告，他一定要得祝福的。
The ministry or department that you pray for will be blessed.
如果在这个祷告的里面，主给了什么具体的负担，我们起来采取行动。
And if the Lord give you some details or the burden, then take action.
我们可以把祷告的心得写信给。 部门的这个负责同工，或是我们跟他们交通。
You can share, you can write an email or share with the leader your burdens.
或是我们在暗中补他们的不全。
Or we try to make up the insufficiencies in our prayers.
这是第一个礼拜。
And that is the first week.
我们学习观察神家。
Let's learn to watch over.
我们是非常积极的态度，不是消极的找毛病哈。
Let's have this very positive and proactive attitude. We're not here to criticize.
我们是积极的。在这里找破口要去堵他，不是在这里找毛病来责备、来挑剔的。
We're not here to finding faults, but find gaps so that we can stand on it.
第二个礼拜。
Second week.
为了教会的聚会。
For church meeting.
所以请你们不仅仅为自己所在的小组或团契祷告。
Not only that, you will pray for your small group or fellowship.
一定要抓住把我们这个小组团契翻一翻呢。
Lord, please multiply our small group.
如果你们已经很好的，就让它更好。
If your small group is already good, make it better.
除了为自己小组迫切的祷告一个礼拜以外。
In addition to pray for your small group for one week.
在那个礼拜求主也加一个负担给你。
During that week,Ask the Lord to give you one more burden.
就是为了教会任何已经有的聚会，例如说你特别有负担为教会祷告会祷告。
And then pray for a church-wide meeting, for example, our church prayer meeting.
或者你特别有负担为了教会的播饼，为了教会的 worship, 为了教会的小组，为了教会的讲台，不管是哪一个，你教主量一个负担给你。
Or the communion meeting, or the worship meeting, whatever meeting, may the Lord give you a burden.
专心祷告一个礼拜。
Focus praying for that for a week.
求神把使命感给我们。
May the Lord give us a sense of mission.
求神借着我们的祷告，让我们能够为这个团队，为这个聚会带来生命，带来侍奉，带来祝福。
That we will bring to this meeting.Blessings and life through our prayers.
好不好？这两件事情很容易记哈。
Is that okay? Let's remember that.
第一个是为了教会的事工或是服事。
First, choose a ministry or department and pray for.
包括那个服事的领袖，让他能够真正的属灵爱神，能够真正的为神家站在该站的位置上。
And I pray for the leader that the leader will be spiritual and love the Lord and stand at the right position.
第二个，为了神家各样的聚会，包括我们自己所在的聚会。
Secondly, pray for a church meeting in addition to our small group or fellowship.
我们不光在地上学会了 plan ahead, 事先做计划。
Not only that, we learn to plan ahead.
我希望我们从今天开始，我们所有的聚会、所有的侍奉，我们也都 pray ahead, 用祷告走在前面。
I hope that from now on, all the meetings and all the services, we will pray ahead.
当我们这样子做的时候
As we are practicing it,
我相信聚会会不一样
I'm sure the meetings will be different
刚才 worship team 带领我们要怎么样子成为羔羊的同伴
And our worship team was leading us to seeing how we become the companion of the Lord
让我们真的在爱中我们愿意陪着主走一段路
That in love we want to accompany the Lord through this journey
让我们在爱中不仅仅成为羔羊的同伴也成为羔羊的同工
Not only that we become theLamb's companion, but we also become his co-workers.
这位羔羊现在是升上高天尊荣的大祭司，他长远活着替我们祈求。
Now the Lamb is the high priest in heaven, that he lives forever and make intercessions for us.
希望我们不仅仅跟随羔羊走十架的路，我们也在祷告中跟羔羊一同屈膝，为着神家祷告。
So not only that we will follow the Lamb to walk on the way of the cross, we will also follow the Lamb and to be the intercessors.
我们能够更多在圣灵里面祷告。
And we will pray more in the Holy Spirit.
我们一起唱255首的第二节。
Let's sing stanza 2 of hymn 255.
为了有些弟兄姊妹不知道，我们今天没有底下的成人主日学。
Don't worry, we do not have Sunday school today.
因为我们不希望听完信息，我们又这样匆匆忙忙的赶去不同的教室，让主不能说更深的话。
Because we do not want to rush to different classrooms without listening to what the Lord has to say to us.
如果你真有不得已的原因需要出去一下，我们安安静静出去，小心回来。但是如果可以不需要就不需要。
So if for any reason you have to leave, please leave quietly and come back.
我们来唱255首，我们只唱第二节。
Hymn 255。
我们请站起来唱。
Stanza 2。
我在家下低头，我在坛上奉献，是神一切所有都成我主脚前。他造我的爱心，他是天我降下，悦纳我的火气，焚烧在我心内，焚烧在我心内，他炎炽天倾下，焚烧在我心内。
早上主把我们带到伟大的十字架底下。
This morning the Lord brought us to this great cross.
好，让我们再来举目纪念主耶稣在这里曾经为我们受死。
That we will lift up our eyes once again to the cross where our Savior died.
因着他的流血，让我们所有的罪得以赦免，在神面前被称为义。
Because He shed His blood that we, our sins can be forgiven and we are being justified before God.
借着他，我们免去了神的愤怒。
And through Him, we.Escape the wrath of God.
借着他，我们与神和好，可以来到至高者的面前。
Through him that we are reconciled with God, the Most High.
借着他，我们能够以神为乐，能够过一个完全不同的生活。
And because of him, we can rejoice in God and we live a totally different life.
弟兄姊妹，我们要不甘心仇敌这样子的来欺骗我们。
So we are not willing to be deceived by the enemy.
我们里面要有一个 strong desire, 有一个强的意愿，我要主来医治我。
That we will have a strong desire to be healed by God.
医治我那不冷不热啊，那种在主的面前起不来的情形。
Heal us from the condition of being lukewarm and cannot rise up.
好，让我真是把自己放在祭坛上面。
That we will place ourselves on the altar.
让圣火烧下来。
That may the holy fire burn.
让爱火烧起来。
And the heavenly love burn.
好，让我们全人身上是带着火焰的。
So that we become a being with fire.
像是活物一样，火在他们身上上去下来。
Just like the four living creatures, the fire can.I hope that more people will be alive.
更多小组的聚会是活的聚会。
That more small group meetings will have alive meetings.
啊，我们教会的聚会也真的是能够活的，能够带着火焰的聚会。
That our meetings will be alive and full of fire.
我们求主天火降下来悦纳我们的奉献。
May the heavenly fire descend and accept our offerings.
我们都愿意成为祷告的人。
That we will become people of prayer.
都愿意成为羔羊的同伴。
We will become companions of the lamb.
都愿意跟羔羊同工啊。
That we will become co-workers of the lamb.
我们再唱一次第二节。
Sing again, stanza two.
我在家下低头，我在台上奉献，只剩一切所有，都剩我主掌前。他为我付赎价，他造我的爱心，他是天父降下，也让我的国境。
神举起手来。
I ask brothers and sisters to please raise our hands to God.
这是在十字架下对他的感恩。
This is our thanksgiving to Him beneath the cross.
这是在祭坛上向他的奉献。
This is our offering to Him on the altar.
哦，这也是在宝座前向他的降服。
And this is also our surrender before the throne.
弟兄姊妹，当歌词在这里讲到爱焰烧的时候，我们里面不能没有火。
As the song says, the fire of heavenly love, we cannot go on without fire. fire.
歌词告诉我们宝惠师已经来了，我们必须要在圣灵里面。
The song says the Comforter has come. We have to be in the Spirit.
我们把我们的心都向主敞开来。
So let's open our hearts to God.
哦，耶稣充满我。
Yes, Lord Jesus, fill us.
哦，圣灵烧在我的深处。
And the Holy Spirit burn within us.
烧掉我的悲情下品。
And burn up all the faith.
烧掉我所有的软弱。
And burn up all my
weaknesses. 烧掉我在你面前不冷不热的情形。
And burn up all the lukewarmness.
哦，我们要起来，我们要求神充满我们。
We all want to rise up and then be filled with God.
复兴我们。
May the Lord revive us.
求神复兴他的教会。
May the Lord revive His church. Lord, please appear to every one of us.
你亲自对我们发出呼召。
That you will make calling to everyone.
主啊，这个世界还有我们的肉体在我们身上的力量太大了。
Because the power of the world and our flesh is so great.
我们需要你。
Lord, we need you.
天下人间没有赐下别的名是我们可以靠着得救的。
There's no other name under heaven that we can be saved.
哦，但是你说凡求告主名的就必得救。
But yet you say those who call on the name of the Lord will be saved.
哦，今天早晨我们呼喊耶稣。
This morning we cry out to Jesus.
哦，我们转向耶稣。
Lord, we turn to you, Jesus.
把我们整个心向你完全的敞开和降服。
Open up our hearts to you and surrender.
主啊，你用圣灵来充满我们。
Please fill us with the Holy Spirit.
用圣火烧在我们的里面。
The heavenly fire burn within us.
哦，让爱火在每一个心中都烧起来。
That the fire of love would be burned in every one of us.
让我们宝贝，让我们看重祷告的权柄和福分。
That we will cherish and value the blessing and the right to pray.
让我们都成为祷告的人。
That we will become prayer people.
让教会成为祷告的教会。
Will be a praying church.
让我们所有的侍奉和聚会都在祷告中开始。
That all of our services will start with prayer.
好，让我们借着祷告使天向我们敞开。
That through prayer heaven will be open to us.
好，让我们借着祷告你的宝座真在我们中间。
Through prayer your throne will be established in our midst.
我们也借着祷告赶逐魔鬼一切的作为。
And through prayer we'll cast away the work of the enemies.
我们也借着祷告叫你的儿女们得到最大的祝福。
Through prayer your children will receive the most blessing.
主啊，复兴你的教会。
Lord, revive your church.
从复兴我们的祷告生活开始。
Revive our prayer life first.
从复兴我们祷告聚会开始。
Revive our prayer meeting.
主啊，帮助我们。
Lord, help us.
孩子真的在这里求你。
Lord, I ask you.
我们不求做一个大的教会。
We are not praying for a mega church.
但是我们就求你给我们一个合你心意的教会。
But we pray for a church that will please your heart.
给我们一个成为祷告的教会。
That we pray for a church that will pray.
为着教会所有的领袖特别向你祷告。
Especially pray all the church leaders.
在每一个人里面都点起祷告的火来。
That you will kindle this fire of prayer in everyone.
是的，让我们不祷告，我们不敢随便做你的工作。
That without prayer, we will not casually do anything.
也让我们借着祷告，我们凡事都能做。
But yet through prayer, we can do all things.
而且在一切的事上得胜有余。
That we will be more than conquerors in all things.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.